Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording now. All right. Now, your parents are going to get a call from me this week to report your status to them. So be careful, you know. I'll report your progress and your behavior. I already have 3 students in trouble this week.
Am I one of them?
No.
Am I one of them?
Girls are always more superior to boys, right?
Thank you. Coming from a guy, that's
really good.
So you're saying
every
that you're not getting exhausted.
What?
Hey, we're trying to talk it in.
Yes, but percentage-wise, it's less. It's less likely that girls cause trouble. And it's more likely that boys cause trouble.
The boys are more
tired.
You know, hazardous. Boys are more hazardous.
Yes.
How are you hazardous?
No,
because you guys are the girls are flowers, the boys are troublemakers.
How
remember?
Are
we troublemakers?
That's
girls fighting.
Look, I raised 2 boys and 2 girls. The 2 boys gave me hard time, the 2 girls are giving
Actually,
me sweet time.
One boy gave you hard time.
Oh. Yes.
The other one is
okay.
Girls fight with words and boys fight with punches.
See?
Girls fight with punches too.
And, okay.
That's like
if a girl is going to insult another girl, she tells her, "You're a flower, but not my favorite smell."
What the heck? No.
They're not my favorite color.
You are a beautiful color, but not my favorite color.
That's my.
You know,
that's
things like that.
Uh-huh.
Like the Amazon, there's a really stinky flower that's like really big and it smells really bad.
Okay.
Yeah, the biggest flower.
Back to Surah Hud. Back to Surah Hud 42. Ayah 42. Now, we said that Prophet Nuh did 950 years of hard working. Take notes. Of hard working, 950 years. Do you believe it?
Wait,
950 years. And before I continue, I'd like to thank
Hania
for a very good homework. I said, wow, her homework was wow. And, you know, I mean, astonishing homework. The homework that she submitted for the week before. Okay,
wait,
go ahead.
Is Ayah 52?
Yes, this is Ayah 42.
Oh,
the
wait,
one
what
we do.
Number of Surah is Hud?
What is Surah Hud number?
42.
No, no, no. The Surah number.
11.
Surah number 11?
Okay.
Thank you.
Surah number 11.
It's Onsei, not Unsei.
See?
Onsei first.
I didn't ask you in Spanish. Now, Surah Hud 42, story of Prophet Nuh.
Out there.
Can I go?
No.
Story of Prophet Nuh. Now, we're going to come now. Did you guys watch the movie that I sent you the link online?
What?
I got the thing, but I only watched a little bit.
Okay. It's a very nice movie about Prophet Nuh that you can listen, that you can watch. It's a real movie, like not cartoon. It's a real movie. It's very nice. Now what happens? When the Prophet declares people as hopeless, Allah sends punishment. So when the Prophet of certain people declares that it is a hopeless case.
Daddy, we did this last week.
Yes. Case, Allah.
What?
Allah,
you didn't know that?
Destroys the people. You got it? You got it? So when the prophet of certain people declares it is a hopeless case, Allah will destroy the people. So what happened after 950 years of trying?
Most people, like, after 950, they can't even get up.
But this is where they bled for like extended like years.
So now this is why, by the way, we should be like kind of thankful that we don't have a prophet. Because when we don't have a prophet, Allah give us more tolerance. Just like not seeing a miracle. Having a prophet among us is like seeing a miracle. Seeing a miracle, you're held accountable to a higher standard. So the people who have a prophet, they are held accountable to a higher standard. And then Allah has clearly stated that in the Quran, when he talked that, how could you commit an act of kufr when the Prophet Muhammad is among you? How dare you? I mean, you have Prophet Muhammad among you, and then you commit an act that shows denial of my greatness, which is an act of kufr. So what is the act of kufr? It is act that shows denial of what? Greatness of Allah. You got it? So what is the act of kufr? What is the act of kufr? It's an act that shows denial of the words of the greatness of Allah. So, you take this note. What is an act of kufr? Okay. Now, another thing. We are held accountable to higher standards when we have a prophet.
Wait, you didn't answer the question.
Yeah, I didn't. When we have blank. So blank, you fill it in. Okay? So you fill in the blank now. All right? And you answer this question. What's an act of kufr? Now, it's an act.
No,
you write the answer. It's an act that shows denial of the greatness of Allah. All right. Then, guess what happens? Guess what happens? What happens is that... Oh, sorry. What happens is that the flood started coming. Now, look at the behavior of Prophet Nuh. If the son of Prophet Nuh is saved, then what do you think? What do you think about? Do you see a problem if Allah would save the son of Prophet Nuh? Yes.
He would start another generation of disbelievers.
He's going to start another generation of disbelievers, huh?
If he was like saved, then he might like convert, like make other people convert, like the people that became
yes.
Muslims, would have to, he would make them convert back to...
Right, or have children that are corrupt.
Yeah.
Even worse than that. So, another thing. Do you see another problem in terms of fairness? Huh?
He might not be fair.
The other non-believers. Was the son of Prophet Nuh the worst non-believer in town?
Oh, I get it.
Huh?
No,
Allah, it's not fair for the other disbelievers that Allah would destroy everybody except the son of Prophet Nuh. Huh?
That was what I asked.
Okay. So, Allah will not save the son of Prophet Nuh because, number one, Allah will not save the son of Prophet Nuh because, and you answer. So, because one, what is one? His children can be corrupt. Yes, good.
And then the second one.
What's number two?
Like unfair
to other bad guys? Unfair to other bad guys? Huh?
But like, if Prophet Nuh's son was like a minor disbeliever, like not like really bad.
Yes, minor people, you know,
minors. People, he could save the minors.
Minor people, okay. We don't want to say minor, because minor has a legal definition. We want to say child. If the person is still a child, then this person is not accountable. You know that. Puberty is the time where accountability starts. All right? So, two, what is number two? It's unfair to others, other non-believers. And what is number three? The son of Prophet Nuh, is he the worst guy or the just a normal, average, just bad guy? No, he's not a normal, average, bad guy. He is just the worst bad guy. Now, why? Why is he the worst?
Huh? Because his mom was also like that?
No.
Because his dad was prophet.
Because he came from the house of the prophet. Yes. Right. Exactly. So these are the three reasons that number one, corrupt children or corrupt children. Number two is unfair. Fairness, and then three is he is the worst. He's the worst. Because? Nabil. Listen, go. Now. Who is the second worst or the another kind of worst among the worst non-believers at the time of Prophet Nuh? Who was the other worst one?
His wife.
His wife. Why? Because she came from the house of a prophet and she's supposed to have more reasons to support him. Right. You got it? All right. Now, look what happened. Look what happened and listen to the conversation between Prophet Nuh and his son. Prophet Nuh, there are many lessons to learn from this conversation. Prophet Nuh said to his son, come ride with us, or you will be drowned with the bad guys. You will drown with the bad guys. So come ride with us. What do you expect? Who else? Okay. You know that the son of Prophet Nuh kept saying to him, no. My son, believe, no. My son, I'm your dad. No, you're not my dad. I don't want anything to have anything to do with you. I don't want anything to do with you.
Embarrassed.
You're an embarrassment to me. I hate you. I wish you were not my father. People are disgusted of you. You are the worst among the people. You are the most despised. You are an idiot. Oh my God. I really, really, really regret your being my father. Now, it is the time of punishment. So Prophet Nuh calls on his son. And he tells him, oh my son, come ride with us. It's the waves. And then his son, he's telling his son, come ride with us. His son said what?
No,
I don't want to do anything with you. I want nothing to do with you. I'm not riding with you. Okay? So this, what he said was a reflection of what he was saying all his life. was just a natural reflection. He has been saying that all the time. And then he's just repeating it for the number of billion times to his father that I want to have nothing to do with you. I am not riding with you. Now, hold on. What is then the proposal that he gave to his father that will save him? He said, I am going to...
Go to the tallest mountain and I will be safe there.
Exactly. I'm going to climb to the highest mountain. So now, this is illusion again. The mountain was an illusion to him. He was deceived by the height of the mountain. You see what I'm saying? He was deceived by the height of the mountain. And this is what Allah does to those guys. Allah deceives them. Okay? That Allah has said in the Quran that the bad guys, Allah will deceive them. Deceive them with what? Deceive them with money. Deceive them with power. Deceive them with mountain heights. Allah will deceive them. Allah will deceive them and keep deceiving them. And they will be deceived all the time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Is it fair? Yes. They got it to themselves. They chose not to take the path of Allah. They chose the crooked path. So Allah is deceiving them. So he was deceived by the height of the mount. Now, an example, this is how does this reflect in our life. You have a righteous father, and your father saying, my son, don't go with your bad friends. Don't go with your bad friends. No, I am going to go with my bad friends. My son or my daughter, don't be like the child of Noah, who said, I'm going to resort to high mountain. Huh?
You said that the son of Prophet Noah said that he's going to go with his bad friends. But wouldn't he think they're good friends and the Prophet Noah is bad because he's trying to like...
That's another deception that Allah gave to him. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. That Allah deceived him so that he drowns. And Allah deceived him from the same kind of bad thing that he used to do, which is, I want to have nothing to do with you. So it is a fair punishment that he get drowned or get deceived, okay, using the same bad thing that he used to do all his life, which is telling his father, I don't want to ride with you, I want to have nothing to do with you, and I'm going to climb the highest mountain. Prophet Nuh, of course, talked him again into trying to knock some common sense in his brain. And he's trying to talk him out of this, disbelief, state of disbelief. So he told him, my son, today there will be no protection from the punishment of Allah. Today there will be what? No protection. This is the truth. Now again, all his life, Prophet Nuh will tell his son the truth, and his son will turn his back, right? Today, same thing happened. Prophet Nuh is telling him the truth, that today's punishment, no one will be saved, whether this one is at the top of a mountain, or whether this one is Superman flying, it doesn't matter. No one will be saved, okay? No one will be saved, my son. No one at all will be saved. Okay? So he rejected the truth the way he was doing all his life. So basically, it was a continuation of what he's doing. And then, what happened?
Huh? The water came on.
The water came, reached his toes.
The whole thing exploded.
His toes. And then, oh my God. The water have reached my toes. Then he said it will stop. Please stop it. Then the water started reaching his knees. Please stop it. Then the water started reaching his shoulders. Stop it. Then the water started to be higher than him. He tried floating, but the waves were so strong that he couldn't, and he started drowning. Now, watch here. As soon as he started drowning, the father, the what? The father started what?
Crying.
Started, feeling mercy on the child. There's a special mercy relationship between a father and his children. It's a relationship of love and mercy. And usually, the father have a whole lot more mercy on his child than the child has on his father. So if you compare the love of the father or the mother to the child versus the love of the child to his father and mother, which one will prevail? Just keep that in mind. For sure, your father and mother love you more than you love them. And you will know that when you become a father or a mother. You know, when you become a father or a mother, you will understand this is a nature that Allah made. And very, very few exceptions exist. All right? That the love of the parents to the child is much more than the love of the child to the parents. And that's true for the entire life. Like, the children will go on to their lives, have their own families, and they will love their children more than they love their parents, unfortunately. But that's the life. Their parents did the same thing. You know, with their parents loved them more than they loved their parents. And so now they have to pay it back, drink from the same cup. It's life cycle, sort of. But here we go. The love of the Prophet to his son deceived him into doing, tempted him into doing, or deceived him into doing something awful. Something what? Awful. Something horrible. Something.
Can I say what he did?
Yes, what did he say?
He asked Allah to have mercy on him.
No.
And to save him.
Look, yes. Yes. That is true. He asked Allah to save his son. Now, what was the silly or the false argument that Prophet Nuh gave to Allah? You know, Allah's deciding to drown the son of Prophet Nuh. Got it? So Prophet Nuh made a dua to Allah to save his son. What was his excuse? What was the excuse of Prophet Nuh to ask Allah to save his son? What was the excuse? He said, Ya Allah, my son is?
Dear to me.
Huh?
Dear to me. The only thing I have.
Allah knows it's dear to him. But he made a different argument.
My son is my life.
No, he said, my son is from my family. And you promised me to save me and save my family. Here is the problem that the ayah said. If you memorize the ayah, you will see that he said to Allah, Ya Allah, my son is from my family. Now, Prophet Nuh knew better than that because he's a prophet. Remember, if I make this mistake, maybe it's okay because, you know, I'm not a prophet. If you make this mistake, maybe it's okay because you're not a prophet. But Prophet Nuh should have known better than that. So Allah answered him in a very strong way, showing his anger. Allah said, Nuh, he is not from your family. Your family is made of the believers who followed you. Your family is made of what? The believers who followed you. So the few believers who follow you are your family. How about blood relationship? Allah doesn't care about blood relationship. You got it? So what will make his son from his family is not the blood relationship, it is the faith.
Technically, like, we're all related, right?
Yes, we're all from the same family. All Muslims are from the same family, which is family of believers.
Okay. Why did he say, yeah, Allah, he is from my family, because he has a family?
See, that's the mistake he did. And that's the false argument that he gave to Allah. He said, he's from my family, and you promised me to save me and my family. So, Allah got angry, because Prophet Nuh should have known better than that. So what was the reply of Allah? Ya Nuh, he's not from your family. He is a bad or wrongdoer. Your family are the believers who followed you. So Prophet Nuh, it was like a slap on the face of Prophet Nuh. It made Prophet Nuh awake. Oh my God. How could I make this horrible mistake? How could the love of my child blind my eye? Look at that. The love will blind the eye. So the love will blind the what? The love blinds the eye. Always, that's a rule. That is a rule of nature. That love blinds the eye. Learn that lesson. Lessons. One, love blinds the eye from seeing the truth. And then, beware. Beware.
Exclamation point.
Huh? Yes.
Exclamation point.
Like that or against?
That's in Spanish.
Huh? Okay.
Oh.
Beware. Beware. Love blinds the eye. The love of a father to his child will blind the eye. Many people, many parents spoil their children because of love. Now, spoiling a child, are you doing a child a favor or are you hurting the child?
Hurting
the child.
It might be a favor at the moment, but like in the future,
it's not even a favor in the moment because that will mislead him. Like his dad is teaching him the wrong path. His dad is pushing him into the wrong path. His dad or his parents, you know, one of them or both of them are pushing him into the wrong path. So here we go. Rule number two. Allah cares about faith, not blood relationships.